James Carlton joins us now with the headlines.
Good morning,
Friend. Headlines. Hello, James.
Yeah, you mentioned it in your opener. Big news for future retirees. It's in the Financial Review. Homes put on pension test agenda. It's been thought of for decades, but no government, to use Sir Humphrey Appleby's words, has had the courage to do it. The federal government canvassing the prospect of including the family home in the pension assets test. The Minister, Scott Morrison, has discussed the issue with peak groups. The Parliamentary Secretary to the Treasurer, Kelly O'Dwyer, says it'll almost certainly need to be debated following the release of the intergenerational report. And why? Well, we turn to the Australian newspaper. Not fair. Welfare for the rich. The Australian reveals that 250,000 Australian households have a net worth of more than $3 million, yet they're receiving welfare payments of about $800 million a year. The Daily Telegraph, they're following up on the hepatitis A, contaminated frozen berries from China story. Food test fail, 9 people infected as 95% of imports go unchecked. That's berries. What about tomatoes? Tomato tin mafia. Drug empire smashed in the Melbourne Herald Sun. A police sting. Foiled Mockbell mate Rob Karam's plans to buy 26 tonnes of chemicals to make ice, which would have had a street value of $13 billion. And sure enough, in tomato cans. In Tasmania.
They're putting the ice in tomato cans.
Well, the precursor drugs, you know, they can.
And shipping them in tomato cans.
That's the idea. They put them in tiles and, building machinery and.
You'd get a shock, though, if you grab one of those off the shelf.
Well, I don't think they'd get to the supermarket shelf. They'd get to the warehouse first. But what do I know about this thing? I'm just a humble, honest broadcaster.
Journalist.
Mountain death mystery, the Hobart Mercury. There's a South Australian man on a murder charge, and the tight-knit northwest Tasmanian rural town of Sheffield is reeling because they've discovered a mysterious and brutal murder of a South Australian woman, I should say, Kerry Michael, 44 years of age, near the summit of Mount Roland. And in the Adelaide Advertiser as well, because it's a South Australian, holiday murder, top South Australian health exec charged with killing wife on mountain hiking trip. Here we blow, the Northern Territory news. First cyclone of the season expected off the Northern Territory coast. Blades of Glory, Tasmanians share their lawnmower love stories. And the one captured with the photo on the front pages of a man on a ride-on mower with a big cowboy hat kissing a horse.
Hmm.
I don't know. The Financial Review seemed to miss that story.
Thanks very much, James. Great picture.